You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hattush sells 400,000 copies. Archie meets Jay and Silent Bob. Emma Frost gets her own miniseries. This is Comic Book Club News for March 10, 2025. Looks like we have an early contender for best-selling comic book of the year. As announced by DC Comics, Batman 158, the kickoff of the sequel series Hattush, has hit 400,000 copies ordered. Written by Jeff Loeb, with art by Jim Lee, Scott Williams, and Alex Sinclair, and letters by Richard Starkings, the six-issue storyline is a sequel to the best-selling Batman Hush, which has gone on to also be a perennial graphic novel bestseller. Particularly with Lee back on interior pencils for the first time in a long time, it's no surprise there's a lot of anticipation for this book, and DC has been pulling out all the stops, including setting up launch parties with stores, including ashcan previews of the second issue, glow-in-the-dark covers, and even a video promo touting the return of Loeb and Lee like they're about to go 10 rounds of the boxing ring. So how does this stack up in terms of sales, though? For those who don't know, this is 400,000 copies ordered by comic book stores, not 400,000 copies sold to customers. With multiple covers on the issues, many with requirements of ordering basic copies of the books to get the variants, it was a no-brainer that comic book shops would be ordering a lot of these. How Hattush will actually sell is TBD, though likely very well. More to the point, the best-selling comic book of last year was Absolute Batman number 1, with 400,000 copies sold. But that was after multiple printings of the issue. So it's likely that, given that this is before the final order cutoff for Batman 158, that the final sales for this issue could go even higher. And while this is pure speculation, even with all the doom and gloom over the comic book industry with the Diamond bankruptcy and looming tariffs, or not, in the latter case, this could lead to a promising one-upmanship throughout the year. We saw the same thing happen in 2024, as Dynamite announced 180,000 copies ordered for Thundercats number 1, then IDW announced 300,000 copies ordered for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number 1, and finally the Absolute Batman numbers mentioned prior. Say, it's almost like comic book sales charts are an effective sales tool, and comic book companies could benefit from regularly releasing data like this. But I digress. What titles could sell as well or better than Batman 158? It's certainly possible, though not likely, that subsequent issues of Hattush could go even higher. But far more likely, the previously announced DC Marvel and Marvel DC crossover comics will go through the roof in terms of sales, with the best-selling Ultimate Universe and Absolute Universe teasing game-changing crossover events. Those could be, and likely will be, blockbuster as well. More on this as it develops. In a crossover event that wasn't even supposed to be here today, Kevin Smith is bringing Jay and Silent Bob to the town with Pep in a comic book that could only be titled Archie Meets Jay and Silent Bob. Said Smith via press release, quote, "I believe it was the Stoic philosopher Epictetus who first said, everything's Archie. And he was right. Whether it be Veronica and Clerks or the Mr. Weatherby conversation in Chasing Amy, the influence of Archie Andrews is mixed into the brick and mortar of my pop cultural foundation. So there was no way I was passing up this incredible incredible opportunity to collide the worlds of Riverdale and the Askewniverse and introduce icons on the order of Archie, Betty, Veronica, Jughead, Moose, Reggie, and Josie to reprobates like Jay and Silent Bob. In the one-shot issue, Archie Andrews gets a job at the Quick Stop alongside Randall Graves. And of course, who stops by to bother them? Jay and Silent Bob. Will they tempt Archie in the ways of Wacky Weed? Probably not, but I guess we'll see. This is far from the first time Archie Comics has had an on-the-surface, incongruous crossover. Previously, the Riverdale teens have met the Ramones, Kiss, the Punisher, and even the Predator. Here's hoping nobody's spine gets stuffed in a vending machine in this one, but again, I guess we'll see. Archie meets Jay and Silent Bob number one hits comic book shops on July 9. Emma Frost is spinning out on her own in the new Marvel miniseries Emma Frost, White Queen. In the five-issue mini, written by Amy Chu with art by Andrea DeVito, the former villain-turned-hero takes the spotlight. Except this goes back to her days as a supervillain when she was part of the inner circle of the Hellfire Club. The book will show just how dangerous the telepath can be as she works her way to the top of the most devious mutant collective in comics. Said Chu via press release, quote, "This is going to be a whole new Emma-focused story set in the classic days before she joins the X-Men. We're going around the world to expose the inner workings of the Hellfire Club in a way you've never seen before, and introducing some new baddies. I can't believe Marvel is letting me do this. It's so exciting." Emma Frost White Queen number one hits stores on June 18. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. Snoochie Boochies. Just wanted to get that reference in there. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.